So guys, episode 10 of the Complete Strength Podcast. Only a short one. So last few days, well, the last few weeks, I've been really, really flattered. I'm really kind of honoured, really, to be asked off certain individuals, like coaches, personal trainers, people who just train in particular, to come to me for advice on just how I do things. For one, I find out unbelievable. The most flattering thing that anyone can do is come to you and ask for your advice on something, because, you know, it's, out of all the people out there that he can ask, why come to me? Because I still feel like I don't know anything about this yet. I still feel like I'm still learning. I think I'll always feel like I'm still learning. So it's truly flattering when someone comes to that. Another is why I feel it's so important that as a coach, whether you're a few months into the game or 5 years into the game or 25 years into the game, it's important that you pass information on. We've all been there. We've all been there at the beginning. We've all struggled. We've all been stood in a park in the pissing down rain with no one turning up to your classes thinking, is this the right thing that I'm doing? We've all lost clients thinking, oh my God, now I've lost clients, now I've not got any more money coming in. We've all had to move into a new facility thinking, is this going to pay off? We've all had to buy equipment. We've all had to put hours in where we're not even getting paid for them. We've all had to put, geez, when I started, I don't think I got paid for the first 12 months. I'm just doing free gigs all the time, just trying to get my coaching hours up, as well as working, you know, 35, 40 hours a week in my teaching job. We've all been there. We've all been through the struggles. And I think as a coach, if you're lucky enough to be in a position where you're stable, and when I mean stable, I mean as stable as you can be, because no one's really stable. We're always one bad decision away from going bust. But if we're in that position to give advice, to help someone, then we have to do it. We need to stop seeing other coaches as competition and start seeing them as colleagues. Oh, the reason I'm sniffing quite a lot and I sound a bit husky, I think like in a sexy way, but I think I'm just feeling like husky and a bit of just a little kind of like gross, snotty nose, croaky voice way, is that I'm just full of a cold. So I'm taking big pauses, not for drama, it's just I can't breathe. So yeah, if we're lucky enough to be in a position where people are asking us for advice, we need to give that advice, and we don't need to fucking charge for it either. If someone comes to you and asks if they can just shadow you for a little bit while you take a group, let them shadow you. The reason that people are coming to you for advice or to get started, they're not earning fucking thousands of pounds a month. The reason that they're coming to you is because they need advice and they want some help. Just like we did when we were like just starting out. Just like we will continue to do. You know, I've already got contact people that I'm going to contact to see if I can shadow them to see how they do things so I can carry on with my learning. We really need to stop seeing other people as competition, because we're all in this together. You know, we're not all specialists at every single part of strength training, conditioning, any kind of performance work, specific sports. We're not all specialists in all of them, nor should we try to be. There's so many good people in the UK alone. So many people that are willing to just give the time just to give some advice or help you out with your coaching or help you out in business and not charge for it. So why people charge for someone to come down and just watch them for a day, or they charge them for an internship, it fucking blows my mind, because the reason that people want an internship is to get into work. So they've not got hundreds of pounds to give you so they can try and learn from you, and then they've got to do that again. What it might do is might put them off. What if you charge and you're not the right fit for them? It needs to be in a place where it comes from honesty. you need to be honest. You need to be looking out for everyone else just as much as people looked out for you when you was getting through this. And it's not any, it sounds like it's getting, I'm getting to someone in particular, and I'm really not. It's just that what's brought out to me most is that people have come to me asking for advice. I've been told that they had to pay for a certain amount to get the same kind of advice that I gave them. Now, I'm not saying that my advice is the best advice in the world, but it certainly helped me get my reach to where I am. And I'm sure it'll help me to where I'm going as well. Yeah, so that's it. I feel like I've been cleansed a little bit. I've got it off my chest. So anyway, that was that. That was that with the odd. Christmas coming up, so I've already messaged all my guys what days I'm going to be open, what days I'm going to be closed. I'm going to have a few days off over Christmas, get some family time in. I'm really lucky enough to be going away over the new year, so I've got a few days going away. We're going up to Edinburgh, which I'm really looking forward to because I've always wanted to do that. And also, I'm going to start up, hopefully I get rid of this cold talking me. My training sessions can be a little bit better than what they are now, because at the moment I'm just struggling to breathe. I'm breathing like a 90-year-old smoker at the minute. A couple of sets and I'm done. So yeah, do that. What am I doing this weekend? Well, my youngest son, who plays football every Saturday, so I'm at the moment now I'm just leaving my Saturday morning group. Just leaving my Saturday morning group, and I usually go straight to pick my son up, my youngest, and take him to football. This game's been called off today because the weather's lousy, so that's pretty cool. So I think we're going to go out for some breakfast, which I never get to do. Every time I go out for something for breakfast, I'm either working or taking Sam to football, or, you know, there's always something. So I'm going to enjoy that today. I might even try and get to watch Creed 2 today, because I really want to see that. What else am I going to do? Tomorrow. What am I going to do tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow. Being all the rock and roll star, rehearsing with the band again. So we've got a gig coming up on the 26th of January, which I'll post a little bit more about. So we're there, rehearsing there for a couple of hours. Good to see the lads again. Really, it's just a couple of, like, it's a load of old schoolmates that are just get together every now and then for a brew. It used to be cans of Stella, but now we're just settled for a black coffee. So yeah, looking forward to that. Hope you guys watched something good. If you got any questions for the next podcast, fire them over. Hopefully it won't be a rant as like it was this time, because I'm really not a miserable old bastard. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll speak to you guys later. Take care.